This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone here on our program. Lisa Steen Riggs is with us up at the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn, and got some pretty exciting stuff to talk about here this morning. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Doing very well these days, it sounds like, financially, when it comes to the project that's been ongoing for quite a bit.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice to pretty much put it to bed, you might say. We had a very successful first phase of reconstruction where we were going to put new sails on the windmill, and we were getting the windmill prepared for it, new shingles. And as they were tearing off the shingles, this is back in May, they found extensive wood rot on the fantail side of the windmill. And there's no way we could put up 7,000 pounds of sails with something rotten. And so we went into a phase two. And so that was completely unexpected. And we thought it would probably be around $100,000. And we were able to complete the project, get it into working condition. It came in around $211,000. We did some major restoration work. We put in a new cap frame, and then we had to put the new sails on, the brake wheel, and the friction drive pulley. And so, but the carpenters worked very, very hard. They stayed on the job. We had timber guild carpenters from Indiana that are used to working with these large timbers and putting it all back together again. So as of November 17th, we were able, it was a windy day, we were able to test it, and it turned beautiful. In fact, it turns too well, we can't even hear it. And as a miller, that's one of our things, is that we can listen to the sound of the mill if we need to speed it up or slow it down, or if there's problems like there was 2 years ago, we shut it down. But it does. It works beautiful. It was successful. But then we were left with debt. And we were able to get a line of credit at the bank. And then we knew we needed to reshingle the dome of the cap of the mill this spring, finish the catwalk on the exterior. It's just all these little projects we just need to take care of. And we knew it added up to around $99,000. And talking to Mike and Lou Howard, who are great supporters of this community, Mike says, what can we do to help? He says, it's important we get this windmill back together again and get it sound, working order. And Lou and Mike donated $100,000 as of our annual meeting Monday night. So I had some inkling that was happening, so we had confetti and champagne already when they made the announcement. So it was a lot of fun. This really takes the heat off of us. You know, with this old 171-year-old mill, we're sure always going to have projects. It's always going to be something. You know, right now the sprinkler system's over 30 years old, our fire suppression system. So, you know, that's kind of our next thing down the road here that we need to watch for. But as far as the spring, we still got to rebuild the catwalk on the exterior. We need to get it shingled and put some of these projects to bed. And with this lovely donation, and there's another announcement forthcoming in a week or two that everything should be pretty good shape in time for Tivoli or before.
That's tremendous, because, you know, those are difficult things to have to go through. It's one thing to manage the whole project and get everything torn together like that, but, you know, you just, how many times can you keep going back and asking people for money and donations? You don't expect the giant ones. You expect a lot of smaller ones, and you appreciate them all. But when someone comes in to finish something off, when you've worked so hard and pleaded with so many people for help, that's got to be just a giant relief.
And it's been wonderful to see. We've got, you know, donations from all over the country and Denmark as well. You know, we just can't thank everybody enough for the support they've given us. And a lot of people have fun stories. You know, their grandfather volunteered when it came from Denmark, you know, over 40 years ago. People from Denmark wrote, oh, we worked at that mill. So, you know, we have lots of stories, a lot of people. You know, even Mike Hart's wife, Lou, said it was something she looked forward to when they came back from a trip, drove from the interstate and came over the hill to Elkhorn to see the windmill's welcoming arms. And so, you know, we haven't had those welcome arms for 2 years, and so it's just, it still thrills me to see it also, you know, and to see it working too. So, you know, we just invite everybody to come up. We're open 7 days a week. And one of the things that Mike Howard brought up, you know, gave him time to talk, is that, I don't, as you know, he's owned several businesses, successful businesses, and unusual businesses up here in Elkhorn, Kimmelton area. And he said he remembered when he first came to town in the 80s that he came to watch the video. And on the video, Harvey Sorensen's, who was his crazy idea to bring a windmill from Denmark, you know, said, you know, no one told us we couldn't do it. You know, he says, but we did. And that's kind of been my coward's motivation with all of his businesses. When, you know, people said, there's no way you can do that. Well, he did, and had been quite successful with it. And that's why, you know, he's sharing with us by giving us this large donation, and we're so appreciative of it.
Absolutely. And you may have touched on this largely already, but why are people so supportive? Why do they keep coming back and helping when you do need the assistance?
Well, you know, the windmill itself, you know, we're a small farming community. We were kind of dying. We'd lost a lot of retail, a lot of businesses. And it's just, it's been neat to see how the windmill has helped the community. You know, people coming off the interstate. I think we were close to over 50,000 tourists last year. You know, it helps the restaurants, the retail, the gas station. It helps our local economy. And what is more fun than having tourists that are out for a good time? Usually they have money to spend. It's something that gave our community pride. You know, we used it as our selling point to get the Museum of Danish America to locate here with the governor. You know, we were up against Minneapolis, St. Paul for the location of the museum. At the time, it was called the Danish Immigrant Museum. So, you know, we're kind of the icon of the community, but yet we always say we're one big attraction. We're not several little attractions or museums. If you put us all together, we're a fun destination to come visit. And I think it gives the locals community pride, and that's why they like to volunteer and help out.
Once many other businesses locally in the community, they thrive because of the attraction of the windmill, too. And I assume that the tourism was probably down a bit over the last year or so while the windmill was kind of out of commission.
It was sad. I think, you know, we dropped at least 25%, you know. So in all indications now with the new restaurant coming in, and we have a new North Horse Tavern, we got a new quilt store that just opened on Monday, and then our existing businesses that are here, you know, day in and day out. And, you know, it's not always easy to be in a small town, so we do need to attract more tourists to come in to help the economy and to shop local. All helps.
You bet. Well, and tourists come from far, and they come from close by, too. So make sure these folks that have seen that windmill turn over the years get back up there one of these days and check it out again. And, well, as you mentioned it, Tivoli Fest isn't all that far down the road, so something to look forward to.
Yeah, that's right. We invite you all to come.
Very good. Well, Lisa, thank you so much, and appreciate the continued updates on all the work and the progress there on the windmill, and hope to see that continuing to move toward the ultimate completion here soon.
Yeah, thank you so much.